Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh yeah, man. Jennifer Hudson there. Jesus promised me a home over there. He had made that promise. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Please let it not be to use the program to promote your things and stuff, man. Even if it is on the WhatsApp voice note, we will just swiftly, you know, cut it off, you know. Hello there, hi. Go, Kuma.
Ke bala lwene ga ontse o khouta vele mola go First Kings from chapter 8.
Tabe.
Eh ba zalwane ngifunda naye u Ray u Pastor Ray ngempela namhlanje siyafunda. Izo uthithi lapha ku 61. Ke tsay bala ka speedi sesaka ka English yaka. Ke re go me dipelo tsa rena ke ema le wena morena modimo wa rena ka botlalo. Gore re tshware ka tsela ya melao ya gagwe, khoma le re tlhokomele ditaelo tsa gago tsa gago tsa legono wa ikwa ka spedi fa ka gore ke legono le
ya
pelo tsa rena di sa khuduge ga re ka nnete gore ka fela ga rena re baleng di ga re baleng le mangolo a makgetho re khone gore re le sure ke nna ke le fa hope ya gore ka nnete ga o ka dula mo mangwalong a makgetho a rapela modimo ka nnete ga ba khouta le wena o bale gona mo a khoutileng ntshimola go 61 e re le kgone re ema le wena ke tšhea kano mina ngo koko namhlanje ngesithathile sincumo ngempela nokuthi mangifunda ngiyayizwisisa kahle nokuthi imithetho isuka ku Old Testament ge morwa Jesu morwa wa modimo ile go Jesu Kriste a zothatha sincumo sokuthi kungcono ke rwale bontsi bja dibitsa batho tlasa lefatshe le kgwa gore ba tshwarege kebe ga ba itla go ene ba sarenta gomme o ba tshwarele kwa makanjaloke ai ka re baleng basalwane se sa qhubeka isikhathi se se khona mabakhutha wena iya khona lapho na uza thona nokuthi ngempela uthethe ube ukhona kano intshile gona mosho ba tsheshitse kano le gona re tshirile ke le shira le la mathomo le shira le mo go ba roa go dikogo ba kuranta e tshe le shira leo le pa mosho le ke la ba gona le le gona Jesu a setsa le kwa tinga swapano se go phelela umsebenzi le santse le gona mina go kwa mengi tinya khuleka namhlanje le shira le letabogele sa ruru gore Jesu ka nnete tshisinyo go ya le fase fitlile a mara ga re repenta
a ile nna maka ga ikakgere ga ke a tsebang ke tlo tshwala setting la bofelo. Amen. Amen.
Koko mo rena wetse antle re a leboga tle. Modimo a le ke ga botse le ka moka ba tsamamela. Amen.
Tabela. We taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. They're very important for the will of God, and I just spoke of the reliance, you know, the reliability actually of the will of God. Let's hear from you. You know, what is your view and your stance with regards to the reliability of the Word of God? 012-333-8699, 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. And also, you can also do it as voice note there. In the light of what we see happening here, in the light of what we see coming across. Hello there, hi.
Hi, Pastor Gunjan.
Ngiyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Hi, manidala, so we've cast down a man umsiza la ujabula iDavito.
Baba umsiza kudala ngakuzwa nami ngagcina emini.
Hayi ngiyasha Pastor, ngiyasifisa ngivuthe umlilo ngithangeke ngisale kule ngoda yakho.
Glory to God.
Yeah, Pastor, angisazi kuma 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 senkosi uthi uNkulunkulu abantu bami nabangasithoba. Ababizwa ngegama lami. Basithobe.
Hey madodana.
Ngiyakufisa ukugula ngilaphe indawo yabo. Isikhathi sokuthi ubani nobani manje asithobe nobani nobani kumele athandaze ephatare ukuthi ubani you must just forget about yourself
yeah
and you must concentrate on him
yes Yes.
Pastari isikhathi sinzima le nobanobani uyabona but uNkulunkulu akakhuluma manje izwi lakhe pastari konke kuyadlula but the word of God is a liveleli mile.
Ngempela.
Yeah. And we are still lapha ukuthi hlomani khali zomoya. Asili ngempilo yenyama negazi pastari. Impilo yomoya manje.
Yeah.
Kufanele hlomi khali zomoya.
Ngempela.
Pastari ngiyabonga man yes.
Yeah, God bless you, Babu Msiza. I'm happy
to, okay, to yeah, hear from
you. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
How's
the guy? He's quoting, is it First Chronicles 7 and from verse 40. It's just amazing one there. Hey, Fred Hammond also has a song. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Can also drop us a voice note on a WhatsApp. That is 082-657-2729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Let's take this call. Hello, sir.
Yes, Ray.
How are you?
All right, all right. Hey, man, I'm going to talk to you. Man,
glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. You know how to answer because they have forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of Egypt and have embraced other gods, worshiping and saving them. That is why he brought all this disaster on them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, sir.
Hey.
Yes, Mudimar Tu Setleman. Mudimar Tu Seman. Mudimar Tu Are you still there? Okay, somewhat. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God, sir. We say glory to God. We say glory to God. In all this, we say glory to God. Okay, we have lost him there. We're still taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. And here's another one. It says, awesome topic, Pastor Ray. May you all have a blessed 2021. Blessings, shalom. This is Leticia, Florida, Gauteng. Leticia, thank you so much. We really appreciate you there. We really, really appreciate you. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this, you know, relying on the word of God when things are the way that they are.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Here's another one. Greetings, Son of God. Life and death is in our mouth. As people of God, we are to speak the word over everything we find ourselves in. We must read the Bible daily by taking it as our daily bread. Hore ribue, what is relevant to what we may face. I once went to a doctor for a checkup whereby he told me something which didn't make sense and told me I must be operated. I spoke Jeremiah 17:14 over myself and no operation was done on me. I'm healthy because I spoke what God told me. Shalom. This is a WhatsApp also that I just got now. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. 082-657-2729. And talk to us directly there. Or give us a shout. Talk to us. 012-333-8699. Or 012-334-1322.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
All right, the time has just gone now to about 17 minutes to the hour 8. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say with regards to this, the reliability, trustworthiness of the Word of God in a time like this also, you know, and what our attitude should be like when it comes to the Word of God, you know, the attitude. And coming to the aspect of the attitude, you know, in Titus chapter 1 verse 9 says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convict those who contradict. Wow. Hello there. Hi.
Oh, my brother, Nathimbala, my brother.
Yes, Putwami.
Jesus, who did love Luke 22:42?
Yeah.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my way shall not pass away.
Yeah, man.
Yes. 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 It goes again, my brother Ray. Yeah. Utifut Labok John 6:63. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too, my brother.
To God be the glory all the time.
To God be the glory, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. The very importance of the Word of God. And of course, the importance of Scripture. And in the light of what we are facing today, what say the word? You know, what say the word? You know, what say the word? You know, Psalm 119 verse 163 says, I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. That should be the attitude. We must love the word of God, the truth in the word of God. We must love the word of God. And verse 174, it says, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Do we find ourselves delighting ourselves in the Word of God, in the light of what is being spoken and said, and the things that are happening all around us? Are we able to look into ourselves and say, by the way, we have the Word of God that is reliable, that our souls can delight in, and that we can hear God in the light of what is taking place? Still taking some few calls. 012-333-8699. And of course, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-530-6805. 0800-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling Team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's take a call. Tate Kapoku.
Yeah, enter.
Retail Kai Papa.
Joshua 1, verse 7 to 8.
Eh.
Skabaya ulili tuna and tapa ulili tiaj.
Hey.
Itamai street.
Hey.
Lentile buka ena molao e dire mo mo wa hao le ba le ka tle tsaba le di tsela, you must meditate on it day and night and do according it ke ka ho di tsa di mo le ka ke
ka nnete
ke ho se ha tsa skipi ye so a mi ka to ho ha o ka tla me o tsama o ba me ba Jesu. Marhala o kwa mudu wa moya a tsheba ka thuko ka o kgala o tsheba ka thuko fela a wela ka meti a le ba luja poka so Jesu ka mantiana ke ha re fela luja mpoka so di ba tsebe Jesu di mai mongana tsa le yena mudi tsa le yena mudi mo tsa le fela luja poka di le tsena mudi ore tsalme 118 ska ba ke pa motho o tshepe Jehova
ya
ba ke pa marena le fatsinena o tshepe Jehova ara halu o tshepe Jehova la le fatsinena o tshepe ka ba khatla do lwe o ka tsola.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ntate Kapoko, thank you so much, we really appreciate sir. I was like, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Hello there. Hi.
Morwana Khoji.
Go.
Ke tsumuratela ka lebitso le matla ka lebitso la Jesu wa Nazareth tate. Kimane nya le khono tate ke ba bana ba gago tate le nakisantsi ke le kolele ntshula ga gare ga radio pulpit tate ke repenta mabale jwa go loka re kwele bohloko tate re sa kwa re sa kwele mantsho ga go puku ye kgetho mabale jwa go loka ba khotile ba badile tate re se bogae bo wena tlo go rapetsa mo yo mo kgetho tate gare ga dipelo ke rena tate mo ya rena ise ke ya khudubega tate bia lo itse ga re dula go wena rena le tsepo tate wena o dula o le gona matshatsi ohle o ke rapelela le fatshe lohle kutungwe tshene tsa le fatshe wena o le go modimo wa dikgaogalo le modimo wa mosa wena o le go modimo wa mathomo modimo wa mafelelo tate ke ba bana ba gago ba sa le kwelle ntshe tate ba apese mo yo mo kgetho tate moye wa bohlale tate moye wa go ifa wena o nnotshe tate go bana modimo o nnotshe tate wena o kile wa tlhola le godimo le fatshe tate tla sa le fatshe wa bopa motho wa nne go lona tla sa le fatshe ka swantsho sa go ba go tumisi re a sarenta pele go ne tate re a go tumisa re dipeto di go tshwanetse kgimane ya le kono in the name of blood of Jesus. Thank you Lord. Thank you Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Re a leboga go kotle morena wetse ntle.
Amen.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Good evening, sir. Welcome. You are on the line. Welcome, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Mina, I've already read this verse. I'll go to Matthew 4.
Mm.
But he answered and said, it is a man shall not live on by bread alone,
yeah,
but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Mm.
So, yeah, if actually we don't say anything, I was the planner. You tell them that I will feel I'm saying the pain, but by every way that proceeded out of God. And the way of God is a sort.
Mm.
We learn that the armor of God.
Yes.
We know the shield, the helmet, yeah, and then the sword is the weight.
Mm.
And then how to sharpen it? You read, you go into scripture daily. Every situation, you don't put it on your own. You read it.
Mm.
Situation like the one that we have, I use the sword a lot. I cut through. There's the umukwen as the sword. Yeah, it is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, to me, the word is very powerful. We don't live on food alone.
Yeah. Now I hear you, man, even though it's difficult because of the line, but I hear you. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, sir.
I think it's my headphones, and I'll stop using them.
Yeah, you must stop using headphones.
I think I must get a new set. Yeah, the word of God is very powerful, Pastor Ray. We are surviving today. We're not afraid of what is happening in the world. What we see on TV, we just speak the word.
Mm.
We have blocked Corona, Kau Balako, on Psalm 91. We've defended ourselves against our enemy by going to Psalm 35. We are healthy because of Isaiah 54:17. So we live on it. So they don't live, they read the word, they hear it, but they don't apply it. It's supposed to be light. It's supposed to get into us. It's like a non-driver's license.
Mm.
If you don't get in behind the wheel and start and drive the car, you're useless, that license. It must, you must apply it in every situation. So challenge, they run, they don't use the word.
Mm.
They forget the word. So now we live by it, we're going to survive. We know what Aguna leader, except we are sure in Kabin, even in South Africa. We don't follow politicians, we don't follow men, we follow Unkulunkulu. That is why we are surviving. We're going to survive. She's going to over everything in our life.
Mm. Wow, thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. All right then. Bye-bye. All right then. And, of course, here's another one which I think we should play. In the light of the time that we have, time seems to have gone a bit, but we can squeeze this in.
We have to go to the second Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God's breath and useful for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in the righteousness, so that a man of God may be true equipped for every good work. In other words, ke batla go bua gore mantsiwa a modimo ke maheberu is God's breathing. So whatever we pass through, we use God's breathing, because it's not just a word. When we read the Bible, when we go through the Bible, We greed a God's blessing. Satan cannot stand against this. In this time, in this difficult time, whatever we pass through, we have God's blessing, a word of God. Where is the other man been quoting in the Joshua 1 verse 8 that don't be depart from this book of life? So this brethren is God's power that it can change our lives, that it can we be fully equipped to change, to rebuke all the kind of evil. Imavi from Tembisa. Thank you.
Mavi, thank you so much. We really appreciate. We really appreciate. And someone has also sent a WhatsApp there saying, Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled and fallen, visited by calamity due to your iniquity. To take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all our iniquity, accept what is good and receive us graciously. So we will, so we render our thanks as bullocks to be sacrificed and pay the confession of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, idols, you are our gods. For in you, O Lord, the fatherless find love, pity, and mercy. I will heal their fatherlessness. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from Israel. It's a WhatsApp that I got now. It's a beautiful WhatsApp there. It's a very beautiful one, quoting the scriptures there. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate. Hey, you won't believe time has just gone a bit. Let's finish a bit of this. I want to say thank you so much for Godfrey, who had given us time to meet on his show for the past 2 weeks. Has been beautiful. He's back with you on this slot next week. The rightful one, Godfrey Mwabi, will be back. Had to leave it to play up to the end there. Blessed be the name of Jesus. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, who by his Holy Spirit continues to guide us into all truth. We give him glory, majesty, and honor that even tonight he has led us together and we are learning and we have learned, you know, things together, and went back to the realization of the authenticity of his word, and also in understanding his word and relying on his word. So good to learn together. Thank you so much. And of course, have yourself a great night. From me, Ray, it's been beautiful. Always giving God the glory for what he does. Shalom.
As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.